Working alongside a proven professional is one of the best learning experiences for any student, and UTEP's Theater Department is providing a wonderful learning experience for the theater students. With me is actor Will Badgett, and he is a special guest artist for the first show of the season, Othello. He will be playing the lead in Othello, which opens Friday, September the 21st here at the Weiss Family Theater on the UTEP campus. That's in the Fox Fine Arts Building. Welcome, Will. It's a delight to meet you.
Thank you. It's wonderful being here.
Now, you've been here a few days already. Tell me, what is it that brought you to El Paso?
Well, a couple of years ago, I was working on a show called The People's Temple with this director named Lee Fondakowski, and we performed it at the Guthrie Theater, and we also performed it at Perseverance Theater in Alaska. At that theater, there was a young woman by the name of Catherine Smith McGlynn, and she's now teaching here at UTEP, and she's also starting a new theater company here.
And the connections. I just love this stuff.
Yeah, a company called Frontier, I believe it is.
Yes.
Through her relationship with Chuck Gordon, the director here, he told her that they were going to be doing Othello. And she suggested me as for the role. And Chuck contacted me and asked if I could send some material. And I did. And eventually he got back to me saying that he liked what he saw. And we discussed the possibility of my coming here to work with him and the students.
Oh, I'm delighted. I didn't know that Frontera Repertory was involved in this. I'm going to have the pleasure of talking with them in a couple of weeks and learning more about them.
That's a beautiful thing, too, because it's going to be a great opportunity to bring professional actors here to El Paso as well.
And my
being like one of the vanguards of that, of being an equity performer and coming here and working with the students as
oh,
well.
Oh, it's wonderful. That side-by-side experience is just tremendous. Give me a little bit of your background. Where are you from originally, and what type of performance have you specialized in?
Mm-hmm. Well, originally, I'm from Washington, D.C., but I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, and I studied theater arts at Antioch College in Yellow Springs, Ohio, before going on to work on my graduate work at New York University, the theater program in New York. And from there, one of my first jobs was working with Arthur Lithgow, John Lithgow's father, in a production of The War of the Roses.
Oh, my, yes.
And from there, I went back to New York and began working with a couple of theater companies. One was The Talking Band, which came out of there's this theater company in the 60s called The Open Theater that was started by Joe Chaykin.
Mm-hmm.
And in the 70s, the company disbanded, but then they wanted to continue on. A lot of the members wanted to continue on. And they started a company called The Talking Band.
Mm-hmm.
And this company pretty much specializes in the musicality of language and how that music is a wonderful art form. But then and usually in like musical theater, like the band or the orchestra is separated from the performers.
Mm-hmm.
But then with The Talking Band, we all would play some type of musical instrument ourselves, as well as using the language musically, and using other objects as well to create the music.
Now, would this fall under the banner of experimental theater?
Yes, it would. Yes,
alrighty.
It would. That's a big part of what my experience is. I also worked with a company called Target Margin Theater in New York.
Yes.
And I had the great opportunity of working with them. With The Talking Band, I was able to work not only here in the States, but then we traveled to South America, to Russia, to France, performing in those countries as well.
Mm-hmm.
And with Target Margin, the main thing with Target Margin is a thing of finding dusty classics and bringing them back to life. One of our favorites was working on a show called Mamba's Daughters, which was written by the author of Porgy and Bess.
Oh, my goodness.
We revitalized that, and eventually we took it to the Soweto Festival in Charleston, South Carolina. And then more recently, we revamped and remounted Goethe's Faust.
Oh, goodness.
Parts 1 and 2. One of the first times that the entire Faust was done here in the States.
Yes. Well, when you are working with students in rehearsal, how do you bring to bear your experimental experience with this classical Shakespearean acting?
Well, in the most part, it's a thing of being true to the material, and that's a big part of what is important about Shakespeare. And for the companies that I've worked with, that's the main thing always, is to try to figure out what it is that the author is attempting. And, of course, of working with the director and blending those two things together to get the entire vision across to the audience. And that's being a big part of what we're doing with the students here, as well as making sure that we have fun.
Oh, fun. Yes. Now you're talking my language. I always know that having fun relieves stress, binds people together, kind of gives permission for a little bit of the creativity. Well, actually, it really cuts creativity loose after the first good laugh. You know, you're going to live through something. So it's. I appreciate that you would say that. Does this role of Othello hold any particular meaning for you as an actor?
To me, it's a big thing about Othello is the fact that he is an outsider. And that's a lot of times that there's a thing of that the racial elements of Othello is looked at a great deal. But the biggest thing about Othello is the fact that he is different from the rest of the Venetians and the Cypriots in the fact that he is from outside. He is the outsider. He's not one that grew up in that area, you know, not so much that it's racial, but then just
so
that
the race is only a part of that separation in the piece.
On the most part, it seems that sometimes Iago might use it as a thing to push someone else on a little bit, but it's not really the main
antagonist,
element.
The Iago.
And
the,
just as jealousy, a lot of times Othello is seen as a play about jealousy and whatnot, but on the most part, it's a play about perception and not seeing what is actually there or not listening to what is being told to us.
I think it's fantastic that UTEP has begun this for their theater students. It's a tremendous act of enrichment, bringing in actors like yourself. My guest today, actor Will Badgett, who is a special guest, and he will have the starring role in UTEP Theater Department's production of Othello, which opens on Friday, September the 21st, and continues with performances at 8 p.m. That's Friday, Saturday, September 21st and 22nd, and then the following Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at 8 p.m., and two Sunday performances, the 23rd and 30th at 2:30 p.m., all at the Wise Family Theater. That's on the second floor of the Fox Fine Arts Center. Tickets are extremely reasonable, and you can call 747-5118 for more information. Will, it's been a delight, and welcome to El Paso.